I'm suggesting that if we have some sort of collective creative vision, a game, if you will, whatnot. Well, yeah, that's what I'm challenging you is like, why not? Why couldn't we call it that? Why can't we say this is, you know, why not? That's just what I'm.
Because we have been dealt with callously, and that word has been used to excuse it, that, you know, well, it's just a game. It's just, there's a flippancy about the word, but what we are involved in is deadly, deadly serious. And I don't think it improves our stakes to not always be aware of that. I like the word you use, story. I use that word a lot. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. We do need an heroic story that we tell ourselves because that's the truth.
Right.
That's simply the truth. We have to change the story. The civilization progress myth has been used to destroy our self-confidence and our sense of connection with each other and our ownership of the world. And so changing the story is enormously exciting because in that story, we get to be the heroes we are. We get to actually live the lives our bodies want to live. I mean, that's enormously important, enormously exciting, and it's the truth. We are aligning our bodies with the truth, with the earth itself.
Well, that's definitely, I feel that. And I think then, because I'm still stuck on, you know, we have individuals who are jumping through hoops and have given up their power. So what is that process in which they realize that they are not passive participants in a game or, you know, jumping through hoops or someone else is writing their story, which, you know, maybe, I mean, people aren't necessarily thinking that this is the situation, but if you stop and look and start to analyze your life and, you know, you can see that that's what's going on. And, you know, I have to get a job. I have to do this. I have to, you know, I don't have time to help some crazy lady with a slide. I got to go do this important thing. So how do we sort of shift that story and tell ourselves a new story? You know, and I agree with you. I like that language of creating a new story, a collective story that we all share and take responsibility and, you know, a heroic one. And, you know, I think that's right on. And I pause because of the deep conditioning, and we haven't yet seen this new story take off and flourish. So it's hard to really describe and understand what effect that will have on all of us who are deeply ingrained in this conditioned system. And so, yeah, it's about telling ourselves a new story. I like that.
And never forget that this is a system which is, what's the right way to put it? You know how power, we've in recent weeks, D-Way, we've been unpacking some articles that reflect, I believe, the current thinking of power from the Yale Globalization Center. And they keep talking about how, well, empires are self-annihilating or something like that. And so the United States is no longer a hegemonic state, and citizens of the U.S. are going to have to accept more humble lives, and the nation state is not what it used to be, blah, blah, blah. We are living in transitional times. The planet has been consumed, et cetera, et cetera. There is less stuff, less resources to rape in the earth. And so more and more, we are going to be pitted against each other. More and more, people are struggling with famine and drought and not enough for all. Manufactured scarcity. So, and here in the U.S., what that means is that because we have a political structure that would not allow over the short term of a single generation for them to impose the kind of hardcore totalitarianism we see in Saudi Arabia, say. And so we have room to begin the future now. And what that means is that because so many people are being thrown out of this system, we need a minimum number of people to create little examples or models of, even though it's a kind of a encased example of the future. That is, as people are being tossed out and begin struggling with these issues, we have to be there with these conversations. These discussions and conversations are there and can be moved forward, which means, you know,